Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
7:40 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on this afternoon with Mike Bell, and Garrett is behind the glass. That's why you're hearing such a change in music today. I'm loving it. Sounds great.
Well, Curtis Lowe, Leonard Skinner. Yeah, I mean, I did not expect to hear this song coming back. So that's twice I've been.
It's a good morning song,
dude. I'm not complaining.
Oh yeah,
like I love it. Trust me, this is one of my favorite Skinner songs. So I'm all in.
Well, this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We will have mic'd up / garroted up.
G'd up.
G'd up. We're still working on the name, but he'll have a segment in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk about the Heisman finalists. They were announced last night. Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame, Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana, Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt, and Julian Sayin from Ohio State. You did not hear me say Gunnar Stockton.
Or Haynes King. Which frustrated me a little bit. If Haynes King has a season he does anywhere else, he's absolutely there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not Tech is not this, it's not like it's just a run-of-the-mill play. Tech does have a history and everything, but I feel like he was somewhat overlooked, and the things that he had to overcome, especially late in the season with the defense. But he didn't. He needed a moment late. He needed a moment against Georgia. He didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he could have had a moment late against Georgia, or they do come back to beat Pitt when they were down 28-0, that would have given him those moments. But how does anyone other than Mendoza win this? He literally had his Heisman moment on one of the biggest stages possible, national TV. The biggest game at the time, it was either that or you watched Virginia get beat by Duke and Manny Diaz. Manny had to go all the way to Duke to win an ACC title because he couldn't do it in Miami. But, I mean, that's your high, that throw, that's an unbelievable throw. Great catch, obviously. But, you know, Mendoza had his moment. Or you could say his Heisman moment was when he gets absolutely obliterated on the very first play of the game. And it has to be taken off the field. And then comes back before the series is over and was like, I'm not going anywhere. And neither are we. I just think this is Mendoza's the win. He is one of the big differences in what Indiana has been this year. And the fact that they're 13-0, first time ever Big Ten champs in football, and the number one overall seed in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good reason he's the overall front runner. I mean, there hasn't really been a front runner for most of the season, but I would say it's got to be him as of right now. I mean, I don't know what the odds are necessarily, but he's got to be the betting favorite. And you can point to probably several Heisman moments, if you could want to put it that way. I mean, the game against Penn State, the throw and catch that he had, that won that football game that kept Indiana undefeated, you can point to that one as well. But I can make the argument for Diego Pavia, because you talk about the individual contributions of a player and nobody meaning more to their football team. Haynes King is in that ilk. Diego Pavia is in that ilk. I mean, Diego Pavia, I think, represents 71% of his team's total offensive output for a Vanderbilt team. Vanderbilt, that's 10-2. And right there on the outside looking in, he is critical to what they do on offense. And it's same way with Haynes King, but to your point with Haynes King, and I want to say this quickly. When he threw that interception against Pittsburgh, that's effectively when Georgia Tech's ACC championship game hopes and his Heisman hopes went out the window simultaneously at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a really good point. The thing about Pavia for me, though, is he disappeared in October. And I don't think he necessarily disappeared. It's not like he wasn't doing anything, but his numbers were not great. And as good as they were in November, they were kind of pedestrian in October. And they lost some games in October. They lost an Alabama game, I believe, was in October. So I love what Pavi has done for Vanderbilt. I mean, dude, Jared Curtis is now at Vanderbilt, and I don't know if it's because of Theo Vaughn and his relationship. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, or Bergazzi.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you know, that I don't believe for a second that Jared Curtis is at Vanderbilt, right, or about to be at Vanderbilt once January comes, I guess, as an early enrollee, if Diego Pavia doesn't happen. And that's – give Clark Lee credit, because he was in on this, and we've seen it done before. That's how Gus Malzahn got to Arkansas, I believe, when he did, because – and I can't even remember the quarterback that he went with, but he was a package deal as a high school-like coach or something along those lines. And then Pavia comes with his OC, and they're a package deal, and Vanderbilt has been, what, like 18 or something, 19 wins with him there? First 10-win season in school history. It all changed. Julian Sain is probably, if not one of the two best quarterbacks in college football. And Jeremiah Love, who Miami completely shut down in week one, which was the difference in that game. If Julian Love was able to do what he did all the year, I think he scored like 21 touchdowns on the ground or something. So there's some worthy guys, but Mendoza fits all of the things that has been what the Heisman Trophy has been about the last 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, he won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night. That's basically what it comes down to. I thought that both the way that he was playing and Saiyan were playing in the first half of that game, I thought it was kind of leaving the door open for some of these other folks. But the way he closed that game out, what he was able to do and you know, keeping his team in that game and on top of that game, he won himself the Heisman Trophy. And then on top of that, the way that he handled it after the game. I just remember coming away so impressed with what he was saying and the way that he carried himself. I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy type of person, and I give Indiana full credit for it and him full credit for it. And my heart hurts for Haynes King and for Georgia Tech, too, because he goes and wins AP Offensive Player of the Year in the ACC. He's had an incredible season. Georgia Tech's had a great season. But the way that it just came crashing down the stretch is just it breaks your heart a little bit, but it's also just the reality of the sport, and it's why you play the game. I mean, that game against Pitt was brutal, and he had a chance against Georgia, but it just never really fully got put together, and that's why he's not in New York.
Do you guys feel like Gunnar Stockton was snubbed at all?
No, not really. I think the way he's been trending, I don't think so, but not really.
It's hard. I think you can make an argument, but it's hard to put him over these four. There's no way you can put him on these four. The problem for me with saying is that the level of competition that they play, and it's funny how biased you are against Ohio State, because you think about Ohio State as this brand, and you know they both play in the Big Ten, Mendoza and Sain, and you say, well, why isn't how is there the same bias that you have for him and Ohio State, not this thing for Indiana and Mendoza? Because they're Indiana, and it's like it's things that have never happened before are happening. So I just don't know who you move out to put Stockton in, and you could make an argument that Stockton has the best team of all around him. I think it's going to be hard for quarterbacks to win at Georgia with what they want to do, which is play defense and run the football. Yeah, they're not afraid to sling it around, but Stockton's numbers, as good as he's been, as clutch as he's been, as he's always seemed to come up with a play, he doesn't have these like smacky in the face numbers, which takes a lot of times, along with being a really good team, to get the Heisman.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of different things, and it's upsetting for Georgia fans, I guess you could say, but it's for as far as Saiyan goes. I mean, best player, best team. I mean, that's why he was there. I mean, that's why Stetson Bennett went a couple of years ago. I don't think anybody actually gave him a chance of winning the award, but he went to New York, and that was his reward. But I mean, Gunnar has been. He's had a great season. If he plays the last couple of weeks of the season similar to what he did, say, against Texas, then we could be talking about him in there. But he didn't. And instead, he's had a lot of turnovers. He's had some issues just scoring points and other things like that. So I'm not all that cut up about it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, as far as the college football playoff matchups, now that the Alabama alum is not in the room right now, how are you feeling about the Bama-Oklahoma matchup?
Boy, I don't feel good for Alabama having to go on the road. DeBoer has lost two straight to Oklahoma and Venables, and they've done it by shutting them down offensively. And so you're gonna have to figure out a way to be. I don't believe in balanced offense. I've told you guys before. I believe a balanced offense is one that can do whatever it takes to win the game in front of them, whether it's run the football because you're playing a defense that is not overly good at stopping the run, or vice versa with throwing, and do what it takes. That's what a balanced offense is, one that can do whatever it takes to win. For me, that's my definition. But they don't run the football well anyways, and that's a really good defensive line that Oklahoma has. Oklahoma might have the best defense in the college football playoff. They have a defense that could literally carry them to a title game if Mateer and the offense could put it together just a little bit. That's how good they are. They're going to have to rethink their game plans, because if they try to do what they did against Georgia, or even what they did last time, it's not going to work, and it's going to cost them. And so they absolutely are going to have to change that, and it's not going to be fun because it could be snowing. I mean, Norman, Oklahoma, December 20th, I believe, is that game. That's not going to be an easy task for Alabama.
No, it's going to be very cold, very, very cold. And you talk about the way teams are trending. It's been not great for Alabama. But look, Alabama's also got a pretty good, damn good defense, too. And that's one that's going to be an interesting matchup. John Mateer has not been awesome since coming back from injury. I don't think, obviously, it's pretty clear just watching him play, he's not healthy. He's pretty banged up. And, I mean, Alabama's going to have their way with him on that end. And it was turnovers and everything else that kind of stacked on him when they played in Tuscaloosa. But it's a bit different when you're in Norman. And, I mean, you're going to have to – that's a house of horrors for them based off of what happened last season. I truly believe that Alabama can go in there and steal a win, but it's not going to be a very pretty game necessarily. It's going to be a low-scoring affair.
The problem is when you – that's more of Oklahoma's game. I think Alabama can win. They have to reimagine what they are doing offensively to a point. The game plan you came out with against Georgia, if you come out with that garbage against Oklahoma, it's going to look – I don't think it'll look quite the same with score, but you're going to have like this 21-6 type score, 17-9 type score. It's not going to work. You're going to have to figure out – I think Jam Miller will probably be back. You're going to have to be able to run football. It's December 19th at 8 o'clock. That's when that game is. So.
Ryan Williams is the major key in this game. he has to figure it out. He's got something between his noggin, something up there that's just not clicking right now. He's dealing with some confidence issues. He's dropping passes.
Doesn't want to get hit.
He's dropping passes. He dropped the touchdown against Georgia.
Doesn't want to get hit.
If he catches that touchdown pass, I mean, we might be talking about a different football game. Because that game, I said this yesterday on the hometown take, in the first half specifically, it was not as lopsided as 14-0 might have indicated. Mm-hmm. It was a blocked punt, and it's an interception, and that's the difference in the first half. But that's the key of the game. You take advantage of the big moments, right? But Ryan Williams has to find his confidence.
Interesting. It will be interesting to see this game. But speaking of things between the noggin, let's go into Garrett's game plan. How do we like that?
I like G'd up.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, folks. G'd up, chapped up, G-chapped up. No,
Garrett's game plan. I like Garrett's game plan better than those.
There's
other
an alliteration in there somewhere.
Go time with Garrett.
Go time with Garrett. I don't know, man. I'll take your suggestions at GChapATL on Twitter, at the morning shift, whatever it is. We can do that there. But look, what is the best Christmas photo that you have taken? Best Christmas photo that you have taken. Does one come to mind?
Yes, one with me and my sister wearing reindeer hats and all our dogs are in Santa outfits.
Oh, I love that. But does anything come to
pre-grant?
Mind?
Pre-grant. Yeah, it goes on the, it comes out every year, the Christmas decorations.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really don't have one that comes to mind. I mean, I have a couple of images of me in a tacky Christmas outfit, which is phenomenal. The pants were great. I wish it could still fit into those.
I love it. I love it. Well, mine's not of me. It's of my dog. His name is Ozzy, named after Ozzy Albies. My fiance and I went on our first date, we went to a Braves game. Ozzy Albies hits a walk-off home run.
What kind of dog?
A golden retriever.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It's apropos. That's what people tell me. They say I'm a golden retriever at heart. And so it kind of makes sense. But the point is, his name is Ozzy. He's very handsome. He is the best dog in the world. And he goes to daycare all the time, because he's high energy like I am. And this guy got suited up with the hat and the beard and everything, and they took his picture with Santa. And it was the cutest thing that I've ever seen. And I will post it. I can send it to you guys. We can post. We can set it up on the morning shift if you like to. But it is the cutest little puppy. It is the best. Dogs with Christmas photos, though. How do you feel? Yay or nay?
Absolutely.
See, I figured you'd be on my side. I figured you'd be there.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
I love it.
Dude, I'm an animal. I'm an animal lover, so maybe the meat man in the eat. But I love animals. I'm all for it. Like, I have no issues. Especially, you know, like, people don't understand is when, you know, I know this. My Sprinkles was like my kid and still is. For forever. Dogs are your kids, man. Like,
yeah,
if you don't have kids, they're part of the family for me. Now, they obviously have some restrictions that, you know, kids don't, but they're part of the family. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
You would be shocked at how many Christmas outfits our dogs have.
I would not be shocked. I would not.
I'm more blown away that he didn't, like, rip it off and eat it. Like,
yeah.
He's intense sometimes, aww, man. He plays a lot. He's still a bit of a big puppy, so he's still like a year old.
I love that. Yes, send me the photo. We'll tweet it out. And then everyone else can tweet in their dogs with Santa photos, and it'll just be a happy time on Twitter. We'll put some positivity out there because, you know, Twitter sometimes can be a little hateful. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I did my top five list earlier of the best Christmas movies. You can tell me how I missed on it or add yours in. And Bo and Garrett did the good, the bad, and the ugly of Sunday's Falcons game. If you want to throw yours in, that's an option as well. Call us now, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.